5:13. Okay, Becky, what have you got? Hit me with some bargains, baby. It is Wednesday's Becky's Classifieds, and these are without exception. Oh no, one of them is a misconnection, looking for love, and the rest of them are all things you can get for free. Not even bargains. This is all free stuff. First of all, someone that may have spotted you.
Take that, 4th of July.
Okay.
This is a major long shot, but if you're the girl or you know her, please get in touch with me. I saw you at the Take That concert at Wembley on Saturday the 4th of July. You were wearing a Paul's bottom skirt over your skinny jeans.
Is that, what does that mean, Paul's bottom skirt?
I don't know.
Is that a make of something?
I'm not really up on my skirts, to be honest.
Would there really be a make called Paul's bottom?
That could... Yeah.
I don't know. Never heard of it myself, but if that's the girl, then get in touch.
You also got your photo taken with the clowns. They lifted you up. I was sat in the same block as you and your friends, a couple of rows back over the other side. We made eye contact several times, and I shared a few smiles. I hope you or one of your friends reads this, as I'd really like to see you again. Please get in touch if this is you, or if you know this girl, please tell her. I know it's cheesy, but there was definitely a spark.
Wow, from a crowded box, a Take That gig. There was a spark.
In a Paul's bottom skirt.
Yeah. I'm not being funny, but I went to see Take That on Friday. There was a lot of people there.
Yeah?
Do you know what I mean?
How many
played with the clowns?
Oh, I was going to ask how many were in Paul bottom skirts.
Oh, wait. Are they like apple bottom jeans? Anyway, if you were one of the 80,000 people that were there at the Take That concert and there was a spark, then get in touch with us and we can put you in touch if you didn't read the original ad that was on the internet. See? Providing a service.
Do you want to know about the skirt? Thanks to the hundreds of people who texted in already.
Yeah.
Apparently it should be boutique, not bottom.
Oh. Well, that makes more sense.
They wrote bottom.
Why does that make more sense? What's a Paul's boutique skirt?
Boutique is more of a designer type sounding name than bottom.
You wouldn't say, oh, I'm wearing a Paul's bottom skirt, would you?
There we go then.
Good. If that was you that got spotted, then maybe if you're single at the moment, you want to get in touch with us and we'll put you in touch. Okay, bargains ahoy.
Hospital bed.
Is this free?
Yep.
Free hospital bed. Manual levers with mattress. Email me for pickup arrangements.
Oh, you have to pick it up. I don't want it.
No. I thought it might be quite good in your room.
Mm-hmm.
Have you not always wanted a hospital bed? Well, cool, because you've got that bit at the back where you can like leave yourself up to read your book and watch telly.
Mm.
But what's gone on in that bed over the years.
Do you get the sides as well so you can't fall out?
And hopefully a little buzzer. What got me thinking though is who has a hospital bed?
Without the buzzers included.
No?
What? You still ring the buzzer and a nurse from the hospital comes round to your flat?
No, you could like
good morning.
Wire out.
Hello, yeah, nurse.
Now you're talking.
Wow, that's not bad for free though.
Do you think you have to pick them up from the hospital with them still in it?
Also, maybe they should give it to a hospital. What do you think?
I'm wondering how they got hold of it in the first place.
Yeah, exactly.
How do you get them? Anyway, next.
Japanese books.
Oh, okay. I'm more interested in learning Spanish at the moment. I think I'll start with that and then work towards Japanese.
I think you need to work your way up to Japanese.
One box of paperbacks in Japanese. I don't read Japanese, so I don't have any idea what they're about.
Why have you got them then? But if any...
These are free.
Yeah, they're free books, you know, so if you want them, get in touch. Japanese books.
Might have some pictures in.
Next.
Free couch if you can bend time and or space.
God, these are really good. All free things.
I have a free couch for anyone who can get it out of my room. It's a comfy couch. Cool striped velvet in great shape. Impossibly uncomfortable sleeper, but otherwise easily worth £50.
So you have to be prepared to get out of his place.
So, why am I listing it for free, I hear you ask?
Mm.
Because I'm pretty sure it's physically impossible to remove this thing from my second story bedroom, down the narrow hallway, down the narrower staircase, and out the front door of my little Victorian flat. How did we get it up here in the first place? Magic. Well, no. It involved taking several doors off the hinges, four people, and about 3.5 hours of cursing the gods. However, I don't feel like doing it all again, and I'm not about to have a stranger, no offence, take apart my house for a deal on a sofa.
Well, you see, they could be mistaken here because I might move house soon, and I'm looking for a new couch, as they put it, and my dad was a removal man for years, and believe me, if anyone can get a couch out of a difficult space, it's my dad.
Right then.
Yeah.
What if you move house?
Yeah.
Why aren't you taking your current settee with you?
Can't get it through the door.
No.
But so, if you can bend space and miraculously make this thing fit, such powers shall be awarded with a free couch. Likewise, if you can alter time and go back to when we first bought the monstrosity in the first place, you could prevent us from attempting to bring it upstairs in the first place. Or, if you lack these powers and still really want it, you can have it. In pieces. BYOS. Bring your own saw.
Right. Can I just say as well, there are a few people texting and saying they want the Japanese books, right. And... you don't get in touch with us. Because no. The end of it said, if you want them, get in touch.
Yeah.
We're not responsible for the Japanese books.
We should explain, if you've just turned on or if you've not heard this before, Becky's Classifieds are real adverts that you can find on the internet, and we just put them on Radio 1, so look it up yourself.
Scott Mills.
BBC.
Radio 1.
You're listening to Radio 1, and Zane is on at 7 o'clock tonight. Okay, Becca Lar, have you got some more classifieds for me?
Yes.
Okay, what are these now? Are these misconnections?
More free stuff and one misconnection.
Amazing.
Dog loo.
Okay.
Small.
A small dog loo.
Small size dog loo. Dog house. Looks a bit like an igloo. Dog chewed on the entrance a little bit, but it's in perfectly usable condition. I built a bigger one when we got a second dog, and this is just sitting around, really.
I haven't got a dog, not interested.
I'm a little bit confused. Is this a kennel,
though.
Or yeah. Is it a toilet for a dog?
It's a kennel shaped like an igloo. A dog loo.
Right.
You know, like you get igloos for chickens?
No. Oh, behave yourself.
You get have you not heard of igloos?
No, I haven't. I don't believe you.
No, what's an igloo? If you want to keep chickens in your back garden, they do these really cute little things called igloos, where basically the chickens can go in and hatch their
she
eggs.
She thinks we're stupid.
Yeah.
We're not falling for that.
Yeah. Anyway, this isn't like an igloo. It's a dog loo, which is a kennel shaped like an igloo.
Great.
I think it would be quite cool just to have an igloo in your garden, even if you haven't got a dog. You could just go and sit in there, Scott.
I haven't got a garden.
It's not made of actual ice.
Right.
Sure. Anyway,
this is pointless. Anyway, you're making this up.
You just get a kennel.
Yeah, just get a kennel. Igloo indeed. What do you think we are?
Idiots.
Next.
Maggie the cyclist.
Is this free?
This is a misconnection.
Hey, Maggie. Rode with you a short while on Wednesday evening. You said I was fast. I should have asked you for coffee, but didn't. Grrr. So, if you do see this, drop me a line.
What was that?
Grrr.
That's horrible.
Grrr.
And not very well delivered by Greg, either, I don't feel. It should have been more like grrr.
Hugh Stevens does good grrs,
grrr.
Doesn't he?
Is he the grrr expert, is he?
Right, so that's Maggie the cyclist. If you're looking for love, Maggie, then get in touch if you had a ride with this person the other night.
Hey, Maggie, rode with you a short while on Wednesday evening. You said I was fast.
So that's the love out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And now
these are in the wrong way, you need to switch them
around.
Oh,
good. And now...
Sorry.
Back to the bargains.
Like scalloped potatoes.
I'm not sure what scalloped potatoes are.
Neither am I.
I don't. I have 4 boxes of them. Free if you come and get it. I also have a box of beer bread mix.
Beer bread mix?
Hmm. Bread that tastes of beer.
Ugh, I don't know what scalloped potatoes are.
Isn't beer just yeast anyway, so it's just normal bread?
What's a scalloped potato?
I assume it's just chopped.
Oh, good.
Where did you find that?
Well, they're all free, so I can't guarantee the quality of the bargains. You just
they sound
get
horrible.
Yeah, but they are free, so fair enough.
These this
are
one's
all,
good.
All real ads you can find on the internet right now. That's what Becky's Classifieds is. This is good.
Breast rest.
Now, this is handy. I've seen these before.
Having trouble sleeping? This will change your life.
Have you really?
Hmm.
Why have you seen these? Why have you seen these?
Yeah, why have you seen these?
I've seen it advertised on... you know, like those infomercials you get?
Yeah.
For there's companies like JML and all that. One of them.
Okay. And you paid particular attention to this product, did you?
Well, I've got the ad right here, actually.
Millions of women like yourself suffer from a poor night's rest. Sleeping on your side without proper breast support can be a major culprit.
You know what it's like, no breast support.
Yeah.
Introducing Cush Support, anatomically contoured to gently support and cushion the weight of a woman's breasts.
Really good.
Or a man's.
Or a man's.
You can get them for Moobs.
Mm.
Is can that you? Why you were looking at them?
No, it was by chance.
All right.
Have you got the picture there?
Yeah, I'll show you. It's
show
quite
chops.
An odd-looking object.
What can you see?
Well, it's kind of, I would say it's maybe 6 inches tall and sort of circular at the top and pink.
Right. That's right.
And what? And the woman...
Have you got the demonstration up?
So the woman...
I'll show you the video.
The woman with the unfeasibly large chest puts this between her boobs.
And that's the breast rest.
And it acts as some kind of rest.
Helps you to sleep.
No underwires, no constraints, no adhesives, and no garments needed.
See, it's handy.
I can see. Well, she's having to jiggle about a bit there to get in position, isn't she?
The slip-resistant surface helps keep cush support in place, even as you roll from side to side.
See, even as you roll from side to side, you can still keep them in place, and therefore a good night's sleep is had by everyone.
I hope you don't wake up in the morning with a massive gap between them. That's not going to be a good look, is it?
It's like a... It looks like a
shoe. Like Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Maybe she's had one permanently down there for she's the past had 6 years.
I think she may have, because hers are... Notice next time you see her. I mean, I love Mariah and everything, but they are...
Yeah.
You parted like the Red Sea.
Yeah, you pay an awful lot of attention to
I've them. Just noticed. Maybe she's got a breast rest. If it works for her, it's good enough for me. Yeah.
It's like a shoehorn crossed with an aerosol.
Hey?
That's what it looks like, product-wise.
Right, good.
There are other things I could...
All those bargains are available on the internet right now.
So are you getting one of these for yourself? Is that she's
no.
far too old to be using one. Could you take her off the demonstration, please? I'd like to see that again.
It's Mr. 305 checking in for the remix. You know, they had a 75 Street Brazil.